Are you a fan of the small ball? Jealous of all the inside analysis and crack on the football pod? Well, we've got you covered with the hurling pod. Join myself, Will O'Callaghan, along with James Skehill and Paul Murphy for the best insight this hurling season. Coming soon to OTB Sports.
My racing moment on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.
Let's get to our guest this week, who knows a thing or two about point to point. It's sure Liz Lawler is with us. Liz, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, not so bad. Yourself?
Yeah, we're very good. Congratulations. You've set a record as the winningest woman of all time when it comes to point to point.
Yeah, I got there at last, thank God. Brilliant.
How long has that been a target for you specifically?
I only found out about it not long, I'd say, before I got to the 100 or just after I got to the 100. I think it was just before it. And so then I said I'd try and give it a go if possible at all.
Helen Bryce-Smith had the record of 109 winners before you got your 110th winner, which I think was just last Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
How long were you waiting for the 109th to equal it, and how long were you waiting for the 110th?
I got 109 back in, I think it was November or December, November, I think. I'd only ridden one or two horses between this and then, because I had a daughter there 3 years ago, so I'm kind of picking and choosing what I ride since then. So I'm not riding that much. So it took a little bit longer to get, but no, delighted to get there eventually anyway.
Fair enough. That's, prioritising. And does that mean when you get to prioritise, you're like, I'm only picking good horses now, I'm not going to ride any old nonsense?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. No, that's what I'm trying to do. Just better maidens, if possible, and open lightweight horses. Just trying to reduce the risk, if at all possible, anyway.
What's your daughter's name?
Alex.
And when Alex was born 3 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
And how long after that did you ride your first winner?
5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
I think that's... I've never given birth, probably never will. but I certainly won't be giving birth and riding a winner within 5 weeks. Absolutely amazing.
No, it was brilliant because normally me and a point points would be the end of January, and it was actually put back to about the 20th of February, and so that's why I managed to make it, because she was born the 10th of January. So it allowed me that couple of weeks extra. So
you'd probably have chanced it anyway, would you?
I would have tried, but I mightn't have gotten there. But I was back running or jogging anyway to try and make sure I was fit enough anyway.
My Racing Moment is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie or follow Horse Racing Ireland on social media. Can we take us back to the 110th winner, will you? Because like we're interested in the specifics of the actual day itself. Did you've talked about picking horses that you wanted to have a chance to win on. When did you get confident that you were actually going to win that race?
He was travelling real well the whole way. He was grazing, jumping the third last, like I was in front, and he felt strong underneath me, but I still wasn't confident until I crossed the line. But I was just hopeful. Anyway, but no, he did it well in the end.
The horse was Read to Return, is that right?
Yeah.
And so it's trained by your partner, Tom Keating. Tell me, like, is it emotional because you have been chasing it, and there's a picture of you with the 110 and you're getting a champagne hamper. Like, everybody made a big deal out of it. So from your own perspective, having been chasing this and been aware of it at least for the last 2 or 3 years, is it an emotional moment?
It was relief, more like it. It was relief, but it was brilliant. And the minute I crossed the line, I could hear them on the commentator or over the loudspeaker talking about it and that. And Frankie Ward is brilliant. And she was the one that organised everything, like, to be such a big deal. She made the sign, the 110, and was behind her and Alien Purse, were behind the hamper and everything else. So, no, it was absolutely brilliant. No, they made a big thing of it, because they were bringing them round to point points for the last any time I was riding or any time they thought I might be riding. they were bringing them along to the point-to-point, hoping today was going to be the day. So I'm glad I eventually did it for them.
Well, that's great. Like, and sometimes in sport, particularly in Irish sport, we're a little bit behind. You know, if this was America, everybody would stop and go, oh, this is amazing, it's incredible. We're like, well, you know, it's not bad, I suppose, but it's amazing. Like, it is genuinely a landmark moment for you as a trailblazer and standing on the shoulders of giants, and it happening at the same time as what we were talking about earlier on with Rachel as well. Like, you seem relatively humble when it comes to this kind of thing, but I suspect that at various stages you have looked back and gone, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, as I was saying to one of the girls the other day, if it was somebody else had done it, I'd be like, oh, wow, that's amazing. But because I've done it, it's like, oh, that's great. It's grand. I was just delighted to get another winner the other day, you know, that kind of way. It kind of probably hasn't even really sunk in yet, the extent of what I've done. Mm. No, because when I started, all I wanted to do was ride a point winner, and then I rode a few winners or whatever, and Liz Doyle was there, and Liz Doyle was champion lady the whole time, and all I wanted to do was win that one time, and I ended up getting that 8 times, thank God. So no, it was brilliant.
What winner would have given you the most of a kick in your career?
On point to points or
either or?
I suppose on the track anyway was Kerrigan Calmia in Leopardstown, the Conor Clarkson was grade 2, just beaten in the high grass by half a length or something like that. That was great, because that was my biggest kind of ride and biggest winner in big place, Leopardstown. So that meant a lot.
If Alex were to become a rider, Liz, I'm not sure, what would the surname be? And if she did, would she be on the race car just as Alex something something Alex Keating Lawler, Alex Lawler? But there'd be no Mr. or Mrs. It'd be just like, or Ms. or whatever. It'd be just Alex.
I don't know. Yeah, Alex Keating anyway.
Okay. Could she be the Rachel Blackmore of her day?
Do you want her to be a jockey?
I don't know. She's not shown a whole pile of interest at the minute. But she might in time. She's not going to force her either. She can do what she likes.
Well, sorry. I think at 3 years of age, she's made her mind up on life at this stage. There's no going back, like, you know. But in fairness, yeah, like, you do hear of a lot of kids that did have actually, like, they had no interest till they were maybe 12, 13, 14, and then it just changed their life.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. She loves being outside the whole time, loves being around the horses, just hasn't much interest in sitting up and riding yet. Like, I have a pony out in the field for her, and she hasn't shown a whole pile of interest in it yet, but sure, that sure has plenty of time yet.
You're just racing people are an entirely different breed. Like, she's 3 years of age, and you're already thinking, yeah, I don't know, she's not mad to jump a fence yet.
Hasn't
like.
Got the bottle yet.
Yeah.
Still on the bottle, hasn't got it yet.
I'm gonna look out for Alex Keating's name in the future. I'm gonna make a prediction that she's gonna be a jockey, and hopefully, she never know, Liz.
No, well, she's very strong willed anyway. So
oh, look,
takes after the mother.
Yeah. I'd say she'll be good at whatever she does anyway.
Well, I wish you the very best with a strong-willed 3-year-old, because there's nothing worse in the world than a strong-willed 3-year-old who won't do what they're asked or eat their dinner. My last question was really about the difference between winning in Leopardstown and winning in a small, intimate point-to-point. It's the same. You've got to do the same thing. Your mindset has to be exactly the same, but they're on the face of it, they seem worlds apart. Are they different experiences?
Winning is brilliant wherever it is, but I suppose because it's up there and you're against the big boys, it's probably a little bit more prestigious and probably, there's more pressure on you or put more pressure on yourself being up there in front of everybody and that. But, winner is a winner.
Well, you have 110 of them. Congratulations, Liz. Great to have you with us today. Thanks a million for making the time to talk to us.
Berlin. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
There's a lot of there. My Racing Moment is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie. Follow Horse Racing Ireland on social media.
My Racing Moment on Off the Ball.
And they're off.
Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Share every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.